just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kiss you then, and then once again.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. It is Sunday, March 26th, and it's 6 p.m. Eastern, no, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Yep, well, it's coming from you, coming to you from Panama, which, of course, is in a different time zone. So today, we're going to take a look at how did Carrie Fisher die? Did Carrie Fisher die from chronic magnesium deficiency? Believe it or not, this is actually a headline in an email sent to doctors by way of continuing medical education. They are now educating your doctor based on stories about celebrities. I kid you not. So the reason this is actually so noteworthy is this is an exercise in obscuring the obvious. And this is often what doctors are presented with. They're presented with a whole line of reasoning that friggin' makes no sense at all. And the doctor is asked to believe it in the name of continuing medical education from an authoritative source. So this story is an exercise in, one, obscuring the obvious, two, in how mainstream medicine co-opts and literally perverts natural healing concepts so as to introduce them to doctors, but in a way that makes the concept totally meaningless and useless in terms of any therapeutic effectiveness. And as always, think happens. So we're going to plunge in here and take a look at this. By the way, I always have to remind you, please visit vitalitycapsules.com and download your free report, the Candida Cleaner. We now have an updated 2.0 version that makes it even easier to heal with turpentine. So first, I want to take a look at the information that doctors actually all over the world are being given. And this is actually an attempt to take medicine and make it totally uniform by giving all licensed doctors who write prescriptions the same information base. In this case, it's a base of nonsensical, confusing information that doesn't really make sense. It is actually quite distressing, not so much where the celebrity is concerned, but distressing in terms of a few other things that are revealed in the course of this discussion of magnesium deficiency. So let's take a look at this, and I'm going to tell you what the what Medscape, this is a family medicine continuing medical education information service, says, and I'm going to comment in terms of what this reveals. All right. So magnesium and sudden death. So sudden death is an important concept. So in sudden death, it means a person just, they're alive 1 minute, and then boom, they just die suddenly. Okay. So it says, and this, by the way, is dated February 13th, 2017. Had a lot of time to, I guess, mold this over. Did Carrie Fisher die from low total body magnesium? I don't know. But I say probably yes. Okay, so here we have, we start off with this person confessing that they don't know and that they're taking a guess. And they're expecting us, doctors, to read something that's based on a guess. However, we're supposed to be providing something, doctors are, called medical care, which is based on science, on research, on observation. So start off like, whoa, no science here. No science here, no investigation, no research has been done, just some thoughts based on no facts. Okay. I think Carrie Fisher deserves better. However, news reports state that the celebrity was suddenly unresponsive and not breathing while traveling on an airplane.
She was resuscitated. Now, based on this news report, you've read a few news reports, you know how unreliable they are. We're going to take this as fact. She was resuscitated, transferred to UCLA. Person who's basing their report, a guess, and on news reports, is now pending the person died. So we've got three pieces of information here that are a little bit troubling. Again, from a standpoint of a body of knowledge, it's supposed to be scientific. Okay. It's been long known that low magnesium levels can trigger
a range of cardiac rhythm abnormalities, including some that are lethal. It has also been known that magnesium infusions are successful at quickly reversing many heart arrhythmias. So sudden, unexpected, unattended, that means no one standing there, or no medical personnel standing by, death is probably the most common mode of death in the United States, with an annual estimated incidence of 400,000. This is a huge number, just in case you didn't know. For perspective, the most common cause of death in a recent year were heart disease, which includes sudden death, 600,000. Whoa, wait, back up. So you mean these heart disease deaths, 600,000, 400,000 of them are unattended death. In other words, there was no scientific way to verify that the person did indeed die of that. And this person goes on to say just that. The vast majority of sudden deaths occur outside of a hospital and are unobserved. That means nobody sees them. Without a cardiac rhythm monitor in place at the time of death or an informed autopsy. What's an informed autopsy? That's an autopsy that's done, and the doctor doing the autopsy is told, "We think this person died of heart disease. Would you please take a look and attempt to confirm that?" That's an informed autopsy. The actual cause of death in this large group is unknown. So I'll repeat that. In sudden deaths occurring outside of a hospital that are unobserved, the actual cause of death is unknown. Yet, these 400,000 deaths are lumped into heart disease. How do you like that? So this diagnosis of heart disease, 600,000 people dead, really only 200,000 people a year die from heart disease. The rest just die from who knows what. Could be poisoning, could be any disease, could be dehydration, could be starvation. But these people who die suddenly are all classified on their death certificates as heart disease. And so what this tells you then is this whole concept of heart disease being a leading cause of death in the United States is bogus. And so this is a real bombshell that this doctor reveals. Of course, by way of trying to buttress up his particular position. But this is true, that these sudden deaths occur outside the hospital, they're unobserved, and without a EKG monitor attached to the person moments before their death and during their death, you cannot confirm that they died of a heart attack. It's not possible. Okay. So this celebrity died in this way. Basically, she suddenly became unconscious. What happened before she became unconscious and during? We don't know because we don't have she wasn't hooked up to an EKG before she died, the moments before death. Okay. So a large body of observational literature that has evolved over many decades, beginning with magnesium concentrations in drinking water, suggests, I mean, just improved, just suggests, that low total body magnesium could be a causative of sudden death. Others, that means some other people who shall remain nameless, have recently noted that a low serum magnesium level is associated with increased likelihood of coronary artery heart disease and sudden cardiac death. So, in other words, it's associated with, doesn't necessarily cause it, or isn't necessarily resulting from it. It's just associated with it. So that's a pretty low, pretty loose relationship. So the problem has always been the difficulty in measuring total body magnesium stores. Serum magnesium levels are protected metabolically and only become low if overall stores are very low. In other words, magnesium stores can be low, but the serum magnesium can be normal. So a careful dietary history can tease out the likelihood of insufficient, that means not enough, magnesium intake. But this is not often done in medical practice. Okay, so there's no doubt that magnesium is a vital element that's required for a large number of metabolic cellular activities. This could be said, by the way, of many minerals, whether it's magnesium or calcium or potassium. So this is true of a lot of things. So the National Institutes of Health website says magnesium is needed for more than 300 biochemical reactions in the body. It helps maintain normal muscle and nerve function, supports a healthy immune system, keeps heart rhythm steady, and helps bones remain strong. Serious magnesium deficiency could adversely affect many human bodily functions. In other words, a person who dies of low magnesium could die from any number of causes. So they could die because the nerves give out, maybe a stroke. They could die because the immune system fails. Maybe some minor infection becomes overwhelming and does them in. So there's all kinds of reasons a person might die given a magnesium deficiency. In other words, the heart is not either the main thing or even the most likely thing. So a magnesium deficiency would not reveal itself in terms of how a person dies or is discovered, because there's so many, such a range of ways to die from magnesium deficiency. Okay. So it's producing so many malfunctions that magnesium deficiency is the emperor of all maladies. Okay. Now it says, I do not know why this celebrity died suddenly on an airplane at age 60. So he doesn't know. Nor do you. So in other words, it might not be magnesium deficiency. I might add, the physicians who cared for her until she died again, they don't know either. So he credits the UCLA physicians and staff for keeping her information private. And I credit the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner, Coroner's Office, for requiring an autopsy. However, I just want to make a note. We don't have a magnesium level. This guy doesn't have a magnesium level. So there's nothing to hang your head on. We've almost got a Shaggy Dog story here. But it gets better. But it would be very difficult for either the UCLA physicians or the pathologist to confirm the cause of death, taking into account the clinical interventions that doubtless were applied between Ms. Fisher's sudden collapse on the airplane and subsequent studies. So in other words, she received so much intervention, so much treatment, so many different drugs, that it's not possible to figure out what the cause of death really was. So regardless, I will assure you that an assessment of total magnesium stores will not have been done. And so if you don't assess for total magnesium stores, then how can you say with certainty or credibility that magnesium had anything to do with it? What's my point? I call for much more study about magnesium deficiency in 2015. I don't think that's been done. I mean, you don't think? You're not sure? You should be able to check. And this is a pity. Judging from the large number of comments we received in 2015, average physicians seem to care about this. Leading research scientists and government agencies, not so much. But it seems to me, you know, you don't need like a big study to check on magnesium. You can just ask people to volunteer and send in their blood samples and see what you find out. In any case, so look at the numbers of sudden unexpected deaths in adults, which are allegedly sudden cardiac deaths. And this is key, allegedly. And this person is actually accurate. These are alleged sudden cardiac deaths. They're not sudden cardiac deaths. They're simply sudden deaths. And when you realize that diabetics suffer from dead-in-bed syndrome, which means they take their insulin at bedtime and they don't wake up in the morning, they're dead, that those deaths are counted as, in many cases, sudden cardiac deaths, when really it's simply an insulin overdose. In other words, a person dying from properly prescribed medications. Similarly, if a person takes a sleeping pill at night and they don't wake up in the morning, they're found dead in their bed. This is a presumed cardiac death. And so when you start looking at these things, and then you look at the arthritis pills and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and how they have been attributed, or over 600,000 heart attacks have been attributed to these drugs in the past 10 years. And those deaths are listed as heart attack deaths, not as deaths from properly prescribed medications. So this sudden death category is a wastebasket diagnosis that hides a lot of iatrogenic, that means doctor-caused or therapy-caused deaths. To heck with the magnesium deficiency. We're going to get to that, though. So, in a 2003 book, The Magnesium Factor, this may be the best source for reliable information. Listen here. Drugs that increase magnesium excretion, in other words, that cause low magnesium, are diuretics. These are water pills, often prescribed for high blood pressure. And this is part of the reason why lowering the blood for people with hypertension does not extend people's lives. Why? Because one of the major drugs being used actually lowers their magnesium, which shortens their lives. Then, proton pump inhibitors. These are drugs that are used for indigestion, they're used for ulcers, and they've been known to cause all kinds of very serious problems, like cancer, kidney failure, and now low magnesium. And ethyl alcohol. What is ethyl alcohol? Ethyl alcohol is the alcohol in alcoholic drinks, such as vodka, beer, wine. That's ethyl alcohol. And, of course, cola drinks. Do you know any people who use these? Do you know people who don't? So probably about half of the people in America drink either cola drinks or ethyl alcohol, or take proton pump inhibitors, which are not over-the-counter, or take diuretics. But the point is, if you're taking any of these drugs, they lower your magnesium, and you die of low magnesium, what have you really died of? Have you died of low magnesium, or have you really died from one of these drugs? And so this is very disingenuous. Obviously, if a person dies of low magnesium and they're taking any one of these things, the real cause of death is the water pill, the proton pump inhibitor, the ethyl alcohol, or the cola drink. And so, what does he say we should do, what to do? Well, if you're an American physician, nurse, or other healthcare professional, you are probably magnesium deficient. When we come back, we'll see what his recommendation is.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about low magnesium as a causative factor for sudden death, and how should this be handled? Now, this is what this person says. Remember, we've got a magnesium deficiency, which cannot be detected by serum magnesium levels, because serum magnesium levels can be normal when magnesium stores are not normal. Okay, so you can still have magnesium deficiency when you have a normal magnesium test. So medically speaking, there's not a reliable way to detect this. And so whenever you have an illness that cannot be detected by medical tests, then really don't have a disease, because the definition of a disease is that there's objective findings. And in this case, there are no objective findings. And so what does this medical doctor suggest we do? Well, so if you're an American physician or nurse, correct that now. Eat a high magnesium foods or take nutritional supplements or both. I take 400 milligrams of magnesium citrate daily. Other magnesium salts are also okay. Now, magnesium citrate, which, by the way, for your information, is especially hazardous because it causes kidney problems. And so he's quick to add, assuming normal kidney function, you cannot overdose on magnesium. And, of course, the problem is that when you do take magnesium, it goes through the intestines, and it causes bowel movements through what's called an osmotic mechanism, which means it pulls electrolytes into the intestines. This forces the kidneys to compensate, and it stresses them and strains them. So if you take magnesium, high doses, over a long period of time, then you're going to have kidney issues. All right. So if your magnesium stores are low, they will replenish. And when you reach magnesium balance, any excess is eliminated by the kidneys. Now, in his defense, I will say 400 milligrams of magnesium is a pretty darn low level. I mean, it's a pretty low dose. Any excess is eliminated by the kidneys. If you take more magnesium than you need, your stools may become loose. Then cut back. Give your patients the same advice. Again, so now we have no scientific observation, no research, no study, nothing to back this up. Okay. And what else does he say? If you work in academia or at NIH, try to get some serious interventional trials going. That means research. If you work at the Department of Agriculture or U.S. Food and Drug Administration, try to establish policies that get much more magnesium into the American people. If you're a clinical laboratory scientist, try to figure out how to measure total body magnesium stores so that physicians can order that test. In other words, so doctors don't even have a test for this. It could be some combination of serum, plasma, or red blood cell magnesium levels, urine magnesium, like a 24-hour collection. Oh, how convenient is that? Doesn't everybody want to collect their urine for 24 hours? And a detailed dietary history. Physicians manage what they measure. So just making a good test available would do wonders for ascertaining the truth and changing behavior if needed. Well, wait a minute. If we know certain drugs cause a magnesium deficiency, why don't we stop using those drugs? How about not using diuretics? How about not using proton pump inhibitors? How about not drinking alcohol? How about not drinking cola drinks? You got the answer right here. If you know that these things lower magnesium, then why not suggest that patients stop doing those things? But no, this is a well-educated physician, so you can't do the obvious. Heck no. You've got to get some kind of test where you can draw some blood and, you know, make the person suffer a little and pay a little more money. Yeah, yeah. So it says, I do not understand why there seems to be no sense of urgency about better understanding the causes of sudden, unobserved, unexpected death in America. There is a vast interest in cardiac resuscitation with a less than 5% success rate, but not in prevention. Go figure. This is my opinion, and I am Dr. George Lundberg, at large, at Medscape. All right. So, the obvious situation here, the obvious fix, is not measuring magnesium. When we come back, we'll talk about the obvious fix.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Me, take away my name, fever, lay your hands on me.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we've heard from the medical industrial complex, or representative thereof, about magnesium deficiency and what might be the cause. And we find that this is an affliction that, one, has no symptoms, two, no warning, and three, no test, no blood test to detect it. And so we're told that we should protect against this by just willingly taking 400 milligrams of magnesium. And so, to say nothing of the fact that this is unscientific, the other question is, if someone does indeed have a magnesium deficiency, what amount of magnesium is generally needed to, well, remedy it? And the answer, in my experience, is at least 800 milligrams a day. So the solution that's recommended is one that's unlikely to be effective. Two, it's a scattergun approach, something like just, well, everyone should just take it. And so let's see if we can't take a closer look at Carrie Fisher's life, or what's known about it. And since our medical industrial complex representative has used the media for his information source, we'll do the same. So see if you could have looked a little further and maybe found out a little more. So let's take a look here. So we're taking a look at The Sun. So this is a journal. And the date of this article It's not immediately obvious, but it does say that we have a picture of Carrie Fisher taken on Thanksgiving, November 24th, 2016. So it says, Leah's relapse fear. So I believe the name Leah is referring to Princess Leah, which is a major role that Carrie Fisher starred in. All right. So Leah's relapse fear. So Carrie Fisher was high as a kite in her final days after falling off the wagon following decades of drug and booze addiction problems, says her friend. Now, booze will take that to mean alcohol. Addiction will take that to mean she drank fairly regularly. And so based on the doctor's statement, which is that alcohol intake causes magnesium deficiency, boom, here we have it. So the real cause, if magnesium was involved in her death, was ingestion of alcohol. But instead, the medical industrial complex chooses to focus on the magnesium piece, simply an intermediary step, and not take a look at the obvious cause, which is a long-standing ingestion of alcohol, possibly with a doctor that did not attend to giving her magnesium supplements. I know when I was in medical practice, if I had a patient that was a regular alcohol drinker, what's a regular drinker? That would be someone who drinks more than two drinks a week. I would put them on magnesium. But it's possible that this celebrity might not have had that type of care, unfortunately. And so we have a picture of the celebrity holding her dog with a bottle of beer, either empty or almost empty, nearby. All right. And the friend said it was part of a full-blown fall from the wagon for the star. The pal added, Carrie had relapsed around Thanksgiving. I saw her myself not that long ago. Some of her friends I talked to doubted she was ever totally clean and sober because she got doctor's prescriptions to treat her bipolar disorder, depression, and anxiety. Whoa, problem over here. So people who take drugs or combine drugs for bipolar disorder, depression, and anxiety, so in other words, maybe they're taking sedatives as well, tend to have a higher death rate. In other words, she could have died from any one of these drugs. So all of these drugs for depression, have an increase a person's chance of dying, and anti-anxiety pills also increase a person's chances of dying. And so if she's taking doctor's prescriptions for these orders or disorders, then this creates an increased chance of death. And not just any death, but sudden death. In other words, she's likely to die in her sleep or die mysteriously, suddenly, for no apparent reason. And so this is actually the kind of death that this person had. So we have a history of stars who kick their addiction to non-prescription drugs by taking prescription drugs and end up dying. Whitney Houston is an excellent example. Everyone was so happy for Whitney when she stopped using her illegal drugs and was under therapy. And, of course, she took all of her drugs the doctors prescribed and died. And then we have, Michael Jackson, who was taking prescription drugs. So we have here plenty of reason, magnesium deficiency aside, for this individual's sudden death. And magnesium may have been a factor, but only indirectly. In other words, the magnesium deficiency would be caused by the alcohol, long use of alcohol. And even if the person was on the wagon or had been abstaining from alcohol, the magnesium deficiency could persist, and if uncorrected, would lead to premature death, sudden death. But again, the cause was the alcohol. And so a 60-year-old actress died in the hospital on Tuesday after suffering a heart attack during an 11-hour flight from London to Los Angeles on December 23rd. She was kept on life support for 4 days before a spokesperson for her heartbroken daughter announced that she had passed away. So the star achieved worldwide fame, yet never regained consciousness and was believed to have suffered another heart attack shortly before she died. And she was believed to have suffered. Now, whose belief? We don't know. Maybe the doctor's belief. As we can see, doctors do a lot of faith-based diagnosis and treatment. So, let's see. Now, this star had openly talked of her struggles with alcohol, LSD, cocaine, heroin, and pills, and was believed to have relapsed shortly before her death. And so she opened up through the years about her addictions, including admitting to using cocaine while working as an actress. And of course, she was loved by the world and she will be missed. Now, so it's unfortunate, of course, that she died, but to compound the sadness and grief of her death by using it as a pretense to have the whole world take magnesium supplements is, I think, it's wrong. It's wrong for doctors, it's wrong for patients, when the obvious thing here is to give magnesium supplements to people who drink alcohol and to help people or try to help people quit alcohol if you can. But if you can't, what the heck, give magnesium supplements. Now, when I was in medical practice, this is something that I would do. So first of all, let's talk about medical school. So in medical school, there's something called delirium tremens. So it's very difficult for people who use alcohol to quit. Why? Because the alcohol actually serves a biological purpose. And if you don't remedy the biological function the alcohol is serving, then the person really cannot quit. So what's the alcohol doing? The alcohol is concealing B vitamin deficiencies and mineral deficiencies, namely magnesium. In fact, really, it's actually causing the magnesium deficiency, but it conceals it as well. And so in order to get people to quit, or what we're taught in medical school, to stop delirium tremens, we should give people 100 milligrams of thiamine and 800 milligrams of magnesium oxide, not magnesium citrate. So this is what we were taught way back when, dark ages, that would be 1979 to 83. And so when I was in medical practice, and this is a real story, it's really happened, this lady came in and said to me, "Oh, doctor, it's terrible, you've got to help me. My whole life is just being destroyed." And I said, "Oh, what's the matter?" She says, "That's my husband. He is drinking and he gets paid, and every time he gets paid, he takes that check straight to the bar, drinks it all up, and we don't have any money. We can't pay the rent, can't buy food. He earns a pretty good living. If he'd just bring his check home, we'd have more than enough money to pay all of our bills." compliment. And so I can tell you that personally for me, most people don't need a magnesium supplement. They just don't. They do just fine without it. But some people who drink alcohol, definitely need a magnesium supplement. That's certainly prudent. And sometimes people with other disorders like high blood pressure, for example, might benefit from a magnesium supplement. And so obviously people with high blood pressure, in most cases, they're also taking a diuretic or water pill. And so really the risk factors for magnesium deficiency is exactly what the doctor had mentioned, which is the magnesium deficiencies are caused by doctor-prescribed medications or a patient taking other drugs, in this case alcohol. So it's pretty easy to diagnose. In this case, as long as the doctor was reading articles as his information source, he might as well have taken a look at the sun and sorted that out as well. And then we have here on page 6, which is another information media source, Carrie Fisher reportedly had drug relapse before death. And so one thing that I think unfortunately the public is never told about when these celebrities die suddenly is exactly which drugs they were taking. Because, of course, the public might take note and avoid those particular drugs and might result in a decline in sales. But in this case, we don't have to reach very far. We know that we have a history of alcohol use. We know that causes magnesium deficiencies. So we know that taking magnesium would have been a beneficial thing for her. But we don't know is, was she taking magnesium? She might have been, but we don't have that information. So what's going on here then is we have a natural healing concept, which is a concept of using a supplement, magnesium, to heal, or in this case, prevent sudden death. But instead of rationally or logically tying it into known facts, it's tied into a whole web of unknown information, total speculation, dismissal of facts that are actually known. And this leaves the doctor with taking magnesium, in this case magnesium citrate, using it indiscriminately in people who probably don't need it, and using a form, magnesium citrate, that's known to cause kidney problems. And so what happens then is this takes a natural healing concept and makes it, one, ineffective, and two, even dangerous, because you're giving this to people who don't need it, and possibly aggravating or causing a kidney problem. And this is why I think it's so important to keep these natural healing methods out of the hands of physicians, because this is the kind of training physicians get, which simply takes any therapy, it doesn't matter, and makes it dangerous and ineffective. And this is the nature of medical training. I know, I went to medical school. So we have reached a point in the program where it's reasonable to take questions. So our call number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. While we're checking out questions or waiting for questions to come in, I'd like to say, well, what's the solution to this? The solution to this, for a private citizen just trying to get through life and have a good day, is to avoid the things that cause magnesium deficiency. That would be soda pop of any kind. That would be alcohol, proton pump inhibitors, and diuretics. Easy beans. Very easy. And if for some reason you do not avoid those, then take a magnesium supplement. But I wouldn't take magnesium citrate. I would say magnesium oxide is my favorite. And I would say not 400, but 800 milligrams. And that would be once a day. That makes sense. So if you don't have a risk factor and you're not engaged in activity that causes the problem, then don't worry about it. And we'll take questions after our commercial.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have a question from Donna in Florida. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm so happy to be able to get to and she also turpentine with castor oil. So I'm going to be taking every day because my family was continuing sugar because sugar binds cancer. So I started doing the turpentine with castor oil and I take it every day. And my question, you know, I take a protocol too, which is vitamin B6, the apricot ravioli. I'm doing Eziac B, but I take the coenzyme to the right. I take the pea protein, selenium.
So how are you doing? How are you doing?
Well, I go with some energy, you know, energy and then low energy, and then I still feel this on the base of my tongue. Sometimes it's when I go for drink, but I think I'm doing very well. I mean, you know, considering two of my friends, one friend just died 9 years ago with cancer, and she learned about it 2 weeks ago, she just passed, and another friend, I tried to talk her into doing the turpentine, and she went ahead with surgery, and they prepared for a stomach and 12 inches of a bone now, and almost four girls, I'm just, I never did radiation or chemo that my oncologist wants me to do. I just been plugging at it with the alternative care. So I'd like to know, should I continue every day taking turpentine with castor oil? I take one tablespoon of castor oil, one teaspoon of turpentine.
That dose is reasonable. It's difficult to say. That kind of cancer. I don't have experience with that kind of cancer in terms of alternative therapy. Not a very good cancer. I did have a patient with that cancer when I was practicing medicine in 90, and that prevention route and was tremendously disfigured and died in his death. So, I would say your quality of life is actually pretty darn good. So, I think you have to focus on what's important.
Well, would it be harmful to me to take the turpentine every day? Hello?
So I've had people take turpentine daily for as much as a month. So I really don't have experience with taking that high dose daily. But I think you can, you know, let your symptoms, your guide, however you're feeling. Okay.
And I have more of a question for you, ma'am. I've listened to you about the 800 milligrams of magnesium oxide that you have, but I know that I started taking natural palm, which I've been reading the label while teaching this evening, and it is 350